This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max on motion, no! 60 metres out. What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Oh, Max.
Max Gawn takes him nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gawn.
Here he is, Marty.
Maxie.
Thanks, Harvey. Welcome back.
Welcome back to you. Yeah. Last time we saw you, you were just about to head off to Adelaide, I think.
Actually, we can't call it Adelaide, yeah. They don't like City of Churches, do they?
No.
And they don't like Radelaide.
Radelaide's fun. They should keep Radelaide.
Why do they like Radelaide?
And I don't know. When they say that, more people are just going to call them Radelaide.
The South Australian Tourist Commission came out and said, please, for Gather Around Media, don't call it Radelaide or the City of Churches.
What do they want?
Oh. Adelaide.
Boring.
Radelaide, I reckon, would have got a bit of momentum when the V8s and the F1s used to be there.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Because the V8s stayed there for years.
After, long time.
After the F1s.
Are they still there?
I think they are, yeah.
Clipsal?
The Clipsal, yeah. It's a great event. It's got that massive right-hand turn that they end up doing about 250 on.
Yeah. I had a lunch the day after our last game with the Premier. He's an impressive guy. And he was talking about the Clipsal and the Tour Down Under and all the events they have. They go for the cheaper events and just nail it.
Good city.
Yeah.
I saw him do the handball competition on the footy show.
Was he impressive
enough? He was very good.
Yeah, right.
I'd vote for him on the strength of that alone. Who cares what their politics are?
Yeah.
None of it's partisan.
No.
And, you know, it's all in the centre now. There's no characters except for Bob Catter, your mate.
Yeah, my mate.
Another Queenslander. Another dead shit.
Bye week for you, Maxie.
Yeah, it's bye week. We played early on Thursday as well, so we've had a longer sort of bye. We had the whole weekend off.
Yeah, nice.
I'm boring a few, but then we played the first game of the next week. So we played Richmond on a Wednesday night, Anzac Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So that's Wednesday next week.
Yes. So it's a bit of a squeeze.
So you just got done. Well, not just got done by Brisbane. How was that one, Max?
The scoreline sort of flatters us a little bit. We were coming late. Maybe an extra five minutes might have been interesting, but the first three quarters were a Brisbane masterclass, to be honest.
Mm. Other than you, I thought you were the head and shoulders best player on the ground for
you're having that a massive quarter. Year, Max.
Mm. I'd like to think I'm in a tiny bit of form. I had a good little Adelaide trip.
It's all Australian form.
There's a few rucks going well at the moment. My friend out in Fremantle, Luke Jackson started the year house on fire. Roel Marshall from Saints.
How many rucks do they pick for the All Australian team?
I've been involved in teams that have one and some teams that have had two.
You got to have two.
Yeah, but then there's the Blitzarves that can. He made it 1 year in 22, where he was sort of that ruck cover. I mean, it's round six, so I'm not really looking at it.
When do they pick it?
round seven. Yeah. So if you have enough form by round seven, no, I think they meet three times a year, four times a year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an ongoing discussion, is it?
To make sure you, like, if they just meet once, they might forget about the early stuff. If that
makes
they
sense. Could take notes and stop being so self indulgent.
Private meetings.
Sounds like a lunch to me.
But as I stress, I'm not thinking about that.
No. You are watching other games and purely focusing on ruck work. You're keeping an eye on other ruckmen because you recognise that Marshall and Jackson are playing well.
I watch a lot of rucks. That's a bit of my position as well, just to see. I don't like really watching too much vision during the week.
Mm.
I actually just try and watch the game live. So Richmond, I actually watched Nankervis v Bailey Williams yesterday, and I've taken some notes for Nankervis to make sure that I don't have to watch it for the 10 days leading in.
True.
What are the notes? I mean, you don't need to divulge anything, but is it three or four bullet points? Is it he likes to do this?
Yeah, I won't go into it. Was it Riley O'Brien that got caught with the notes on Nick Nat?
Yeah. You said when he accidentally tweeted a notes screenshot that said something to the effect of
said he was unfit,
lazy, yeah, doesn't lazy. Run. Yeah.
Oh, slow down.
He tweeted it. He says his phone broke.
Oh, yeah.
His phone broke and started sending out tweets. Yeah. That can happen.
No, Nank. Nank's an aggressive player. I've played him about 10 to 15 times. I've played him a lot.
So you're well versed with his game.
Very aggressive. Centre bounce, he can come off as a... this is, again, I'm going down a rabbit hole that a lot of listeners probably won't love, but can come as a left and a right.
Well, let him go and listen to Fief, you know what I'm saying? If they really don't love it, Fev's over there.
The left and right hand.
Yeah, he plays sort of as both a left and right hander, which is quite a curveball for rucks.
So you're heading into a bye.
Heading into a bye.
But then you've got the Wednesday night game pre-Anzac Day next week.
So we've got like a smaller bye than what normal.
Which is okay, isn't it? I mean, it says me, who's not having to bash blokes for a living.
We sort of have a longer break after that because we're a Wednesday game.
So Wednesday through to...
Don't know, I think maybe a Saturday.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be a good break.
Richmond will have a much shorter break than you because, of course, you were Thursday and they played yesterday.
Yep.
Do you think that has any impact?
Well, I mean, we're talking 13 days v 10 days.
Yeah.
It's still both big breaks. We do have a Saturday night. That's good for me.
That is. You go Wednesday to the Saturday.
Wednesday.
That's great.
Against the Cats.
Let's have a look at the round that was. We had you going down on Thursday night. Then we had the Bulldogs Bombers, and the Bombers got up, and the Sharks are circling around Luke Beveridge. That's what I've heard.
That was very close at three-quarter time. Mm. I did watch this game. The Libba stuff at the end was quite concerning. I've seen stuff like that before, and it's never ended well. Lockie Hunter was telling me that every week so far this year, the sub has been an all-Australian.
I was just about to say that, Max. Yeah. And people aren't really understanding why that's happening. The suggestion is he got a couple of blokes to the club on the pretext that he'd give them games, and now he's given them games, and it's at the expense of other blokes.
I feel like no one's spot is protected. I kind of like that messaging from a coach. I've just never really seen it before.
No. But also, if you do bring blokes in from other clubs telling them that they're going to play football with your club, you're indebted to them.
Well, Harmsy's not playing. I think he got told that he was probably going to get a go. To be fair, he played round one and got suspended, but I don't know what's happening over there. Although they were playing really good football up until three-quarter time, so they did have a fair bit going right there until the last quarter.
GWS versus St Kilda. This was a tight one.
Didn't get to see it, but they have seen the highlights. That last centre bounce, no matter what team you are, you could have the best. I could have Michael Voss, Simon Black and Lappin. If you need to save the game, you just don't win that centre bounce.
Yeah.
Saints were always going to win that last centre bounce. It just, no matter what you do, the momentum's against, you're trying to save it, so your mindset's a little bit different. You just lose that centre bounce every time. But
Does your setup sort of change in that scenario if you were trying to, like purely from a centre bounce perspective, if you were trying to kick the winning goal?
Yep.
Does anything change structurally?
Yeah, you got a bit going on around the square as well. Your halfbacks and your wingers are doing some fun stuff.
Yeah.
You almost go to your stock, like what you think will win the centre bounce the best way, like your best hit.
Mm.
But then teams know that, so it's like...
Double bluff
sometimes,
Maybe that's when you need me.
Yeah.
Off the bench.
What would you do for us in there?
Waddle into the centre and shout at blokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Get your head over it, you clown. Yeah.
Attitude and energy, Marty.
Stuff like that.
That could work.
St Kilda were terrible early on in that game. Separate conversation. Carlton, Adelaide get over the line by 2 points.
It was fun to watch.
That was.
I didn't see much of that one. 14-14 plus 16-4. They were accurate.
Rochelle went early and shushed the crowd when they were still down. But it came back and worked out well for him. Who kicked the goal? Rankin? Was it Rankin?
Berry kicked the winner.
Oh, Berry. Rankin had a set shot and missed.
Yeah, yeah. But the margin never got beyond about three goals.
No, it was a good game. It was a good game the whole way.
Tex Walker on fire by all reports.
Good to see him back in
play. I think he... Because when you have the conversation about best kicks, you go to midfielders and halfbacks a lot. I reckon he's the best kick in the comp.
Mm.
Right and left foot.
Nice.
Who's that?
Tex Walker.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, right and left foot. I reckon he's the best kick in the comp. We just always go to halfbacks because they tend to do a lot more kicking.
Mm. Yeah.
Particularly at North.
Yes.
There's a lot of kicking. Sore legs.
But Tex's ability, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You happy, Loz, with Carlton?
Are you happy with North?
Oh.
I did, Max, was try and include a lady in what had become a men's conversation.
Do you know what?
That's all I did. But this is why it's pointless trying to get the ladies involved.
I am happy with that.
Okay. That's all you had to say.
But also, I was at Chicago. I didn't see any of it.
See? Fair weather supporter, mate.
Twilight production.
Well, no, we missed the end. It started. I can't watch Us. I'm a bad fan.
Mm. Yep.
I'm a really bad fan.
And you're an angry woman. Port Adelaide versus Freo.
They are a hard watch. The last 10 weeks have been...
Cardiac Carlton.
Yeah.
Cardiac Carlton. Is that yours?
No.
I pinched it.
It's not Purple's, is it? Don't pinch stuff off Purple.
He wouldn't mind.
Port Adelaide, Freo, 66 plays 63. Port get over the line there.
Yeah, good game. That was unfortunately not the Channel 7. It was hard to sort of watch both. I was in between KO and trying to get on. Anyway.
Semantics.
No, it was good. Horn, I would have struggled. I would have struggled from that spot.
Yeah.
5 metres out and he had to snap. I'd probably belly that snap.
The only other interesting one is West Coast beating Richmond. Gold Coast thumped Hawthorn. Geelong absolutely pounded North. Just unwatchable. Don't know what's happening. Emotional about it, obviously.
Just 10-4-64
plays 21-13-139.
That's the interesting one, is that what you...
No, that's just one I wanted to remind myself of how bad we're going. West Coast got over Richmond, heavily depleted Richmond.
And they, to be fair, it looked dire early. Richmond were on.
Yeah.
Shia Bolton looked like he was going to kick 10. And then it went the other way. Waterman kicked 6. Elliot Yeo was good. Reed, I like Reed.
Yeah, isn't he a star?
Yeah, and I like the circus around it as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I like the whole kissing the jumper and stuff. Mm. You got to be careful doing that because you never know where life takes you.
Oh, well, they're one club footballers,
yeah,
Max.
I'm passionate saying I'm a one club player, but you never, in 2 years, that we could get another ruck and they want me out and then
well,
I'm
and
not
a
one
club
player.
Well, and you go up to the Gold Coast and you do a bit of Cocktails and Dreams and take the kids up there and sit on the beach for 24 months.
I'm aware Tassie's not far off.
Max Gorn to the Devils, question mark?
Max
at
Gorn
37.
To...
It'd
be a good story. It'd be the Kelly Slater of Tasmania and play into your 50s.
Just keep going.
Because you can get a game down there.
Pulling the jumper, you're kissing the mat.
Kissing the jumper, kissing your new hip.
Imagine if I kissed the Tassie jumper, I could keep me fit. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I just had a funny thought.
Go on, bro.
What was that?
Map of Tassie.
We all love kissing the old map of Tassie. I did it anyway, Max. Good to see you, mate. Enjoy the extended break. We'll see you anyway, hopefully, or if you need to have a break. Whatever.
Actually, I drove in from the coast this morning. I'm down in Blairgowrie.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How was the drive?
I've never listened 6 to 7.
That's a 3 hour, isn't it?
Did you enjoy it?
Three-way. Not threesome. That's something else entirely.
Yeah, this that's, is a that's more an Office Works thing that you've got going on there.
And 6 from 6.
Top six.
You like that one, Max?
Yeah. And on this day.
I might listen tomorrow.
You should tune in more regularly. It's your show too. See you, mate.
See you later.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.